Tamil Nadu, Kamal Haasan and Kollywood's repeated parroting of Dravidian and Abrahamic narrative. DMK, on one hand, has been trying to project it is not against Hindus, on other side its vassals who are at the beck and call of Arivalayam, DMK headquarters, for a few seats during Lok Sabha and assembly polls, have been launching tirade after tirade against Hindus, their gods and even Chola kings. Particularly Christian-controlled Cine World chumchers, to show their gratitude for funds they receive, do make Hindu-phobic rants and canards against religion, Brahmins, Hindus' customs with an intention of belittling and create confusion among people and only to help Abrahamic forces to carry on their conversion business unhindered. Kollywood has no dearth of such persons who act as PR arm of DMK. Yesteryear senior actor Shiva Kumar's son actor Surya, who became vocal in the lead-up to the 2021 assembly elections, parroting the DMK's rhetoric on NEET, national education policy and other issues. His wife Jyotika, sister of Nagma, questioned why big-size temples instead spending money on poor. Comedian Suri, who, while showering praises for Surya, said that educating one child is far nobler than building temples or giving money for a nadanam, food served for free at temples. These people never follow what they preach, which purely for monetary benefits. Among the big list, there are blatantly anti-Hindu demagogues like Kamal Haasan, Seaman alias Sebastian, Pa. Ranjit, Amir Sultan, Agasthian, Karu Pazhinyappan, Bharati Raja, Vetrimaran, Kalanjiam, Karunas, lyricist Varamuttu are spewing venom about Hinduism whenever there is a mic in front of them as per false narratives set by DK, DMK, left parties and ably guided by Christian missionaries. Main focus of this separation of Hindu identity from Tamil culture to form a distinct Dravidian identity has always been the aim of external evangelical forces. Television have also become part of them through their serials, soap operas, talk shows and special events. In the formative days, DMK found and exploited cinema as a powerful tool for political propaganda and is still manipulating the mass media to implement its political agenda. DMK's first family members are controlling the entire cine world as their fiefdom, where none act against them. They control everything including distribution, making, selling rights etc. National award winner director Vetrimaran, while speaking at VCK leader Thol Thirumavalivan's 60th birthday felicitation function on October 1, said, "The BJP is trying to steal the Tamil identity. Our identities are constantly being snatched from us." Attempts like saffronizing Saint Thiruvalluvar and projecting Rajaraja Cholan as a Hindu king are constantly happening. He was referring to the Poniyin Selvan 1, a film based on a 5-volume novel by freedom fighter and writer Kalki, a fictionalized version interwoven with historical events of killing of Chola crown prince Aditya Karikalan and ascension of his younger brother Rajaraja Chola to the throne. Vetrimaran hails from a family that owes its allegiance to the DMK. His maternal uncle Ella Pugazhandi was a 3-time DMK MLA from Cuddalore. Pugazhandi's father Air Elamvajuthi was also a DMK MLA from Cuddalore and had worked closely with rabid anti-Hindu demagogue E.V. Ramasamy Nikkar, known as Periya by his followers, and also with C.N. Annadurai and Karunanidhi. So, the anti-Hindu DNA runs in the family. In his recent controversial speech, Vetrimaran said that his friend had done a meticulous study on how literature and cinema were in their hands, Brahmins, and how the Dravidian movement took over cinema from them. Vetrimaran's rants has now set the tone for a fresh bout of controversy for and against it. Actor-politician Kamal Haasan, who during a campaign in 2019 claimed independent India's first terrorist was a Hindu, Naturam Godse, who assassinated Mahatma Gandhi, said, "There is no Hinduism during the Chola regime and what existed was Saivism, Vaishnavism and Shunmatham, consisting of 6 divisions." Seaman said that he would produce an authentic movie on Rajaraja Chola that would be directed by Vetrimaran. He is known for his make-believe inconsistent blunders, canards and lies. He brought Kashmiri separatist leader Yasin Malik to Chennai for a public meeting. Nia is now searching his party functionary Vignesh's premises in Shivaganga for his links with banned terror outfits. Thol Thirumavalivan, a habitual rabid Hindu hater and moved HC to ban RSS rally, said Saivism and Vishnanivism were considered two poles back then and asked if it was fair to impose a modern identity on Rajaraja. He said there are violent attempts to convert Sivites into Vaishnavites and vice versa. The pity King Rajarajan's grave is in an open yard and uncared for centuries. He, during his lifetime, made a lot of endowments for Siva and Vaishnava temples which he had built. In the inscriptions, he himself called as a true, pious and staunch devotee of Lord Shiva. Telangana Governor Tamisi Soundararajan alleged, there is a concerted effort to eclipse Hindu identities of towering figures. Hinduism is a cultural identity. But there are perpetual attempts to hide the same in Tamil Nadu. The concept of worship is ingrained in Tamils, and Shivism and Vaishnavism are both identities of Hindus. I was brought up in the vicinity of the colossal Brihadeshwara temple in Thanjavur built during the reign of the Chola king. We must raise our voices in solidarity against such attempts. BJP leaders, film director Pera Rasu, actors Kushboo, Kastrahuri joined issue with veterinarian Kamal Hassan. Reacting to Vetrimaran, a battery of experts made a beeline to social media. They said, the name, Hindu, was given to the people of Bharat by the foreign invaders from Persia in the 6th century. Before that the religions were Sivam, Vaishnavam, Saktam, Komram, Gandapityam, and Suryam. Adishankara named them all clubbed together as Shanmatha. This Shanmatha and Hinduism are synonyms as of now. They further pointed out, Rajaraja I reigned between 985-1014 CE. Adishankara walked this earth for 31 years, somewhere between 700-750 CE. So by the time Rajaraja ruled the Chola Empire, the six deity worships had been packaged as Shanmatha. The name need not be Hinduism, but it had gained the name Shanmatham as Shankara said are the perpetual and universal Sanathanam, as the Brahmandapuranam and Gita called it much before Shankara. What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other word, would smell as sweet. Rajaraja Chola I belonged to the Shanmadham, or Sanathanam, or Shivism, or Hinduism. Definitely, Rajaraja was not a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Jain. If the Tamilians are not Hindus, then no Indian is a Hindu. What an illogical non-issue. These are DMK's well-planned agenda. Former Union Minister A. Raja said, all Shudras are children of prostitutes, and they will remain so until they remain in Hinduism. He also said he would not hesitate to raise revival of separate Tamil state demand. In another incident, DMK MP from Dharmapuri Senthil Kumar kicked the sacred bricks and abused his own party cadres for conducting Bhumi Puja as per Hindu traditions. Thirumavalivan said all women are prostitutes and DMK leaders' casteist remarks. These are aimed at diverting public attention from its failures and rise in taxes, EB charges etc. In the wake of slew of controversies over alleged anti-Hindu remarks and actions from DMK leaders, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin on the occasion of Vijayadasami said that his party is not against spirituality or religious beliefs. While speaking at an event to commemorate the birth anniversary of Sage Vallala, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said, Dravidian model is not against spirituality or belief but is opposed to those who use these to further their political agenda based on hatred. Those who used religion for their survival in politics has been running an online campaign to portray the Dravidian model of governance as one against spirituality and belief. Let me say it clearly that the DMK government is not against spiritualism but only against those who use it to fulfill their selfish agenda and spread social discrimination. Hindu religious and charitable endowments, HRNCE, minister visits temples more than he visits the state secretariat. If it is so, CM Stalin would have greeted people on their Hindu festivals like he does for other religions and would not have a raised sundan on his face applied by a priest and would not have thrown sacred ash on earth given at a Pasampon Devar memorial. DMK is poles apart in both Vallala and Saint Thiruvalluvar's principles. Its leaders are having multiple wives, concubines, addicted to liquor and eating meat and beef biryani, political commentator Omampuliyur Jeyaraman. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.